101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except unfortunately Jason is out sick. Once again, hopefully we'll be back next week. Nick and Emily in studio, holding down the fort with our intern, Brooke, hoping to do at least somewhat of a good show for you guys. Tell you what, my confidence is very low.
Come on, it's been a great show so far.
But that's because I feel like we did such good things the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. We can't be the best every day, can
no.
we?
No, I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, but... It's Friday.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. We've got pictures of Emily and all of her young friends out at Jackson's Well on the website.
Yep.
Tell you what, maybe we'll talk about my adventures on the river last weekend as well, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, your chance to win Cypress Hill and Atmosphere tickets. They're going to be at the Whitewater Amphitheater August 8th, and we will do that probably next, unless our man Dennis De La Pena from Fox 7 Sports calls in which case we will have him explain to us everything that's important about the Austin FC that is having their first home game this weekend. But right now, let's talk real estate, right?
Mm-hmm. I would love to buy a house right now.
Man, I would love to buy a house 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was like, there's no way I can afford a house on a radio producer salary. And apparently that was the way to do it, because now it's just ridiculous. Including the house from hell, which has been listed in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And for the low, low price of $600,000, you can get a 5-bedroom home in the Broadmoor Bluff Estates neighborhood. Which sounds like a steal, except that if you posted these pictures on Twitter, I'm sure you can find them all over the internet, but go to 101X at Morning X. This is a house where the landlord, who is now an ailing older woman facing foreclosure, but she had a tenant in there for 10 years, and then finally the tenant got evicted in the fall of 2019, so not even pandemic evictions or anything. But for some reason, she allowed the tenant to come back to the home to collect some of her possessions. And instead of doing so, she just trashed the place, spray painted everything with black spray paint all over the place, all over I saw a picture of it all over the toilet, mirrors, kitchen stuff, outlets, everything. Everything is covered in the black spray paint. And there was a fridge full of meat in the basement. I believe it was that they just unplugged it. And so now there's just this smell of rotting meat.
Gross.
According to Mimi Foster, who is the real estate agent hoping to sell this, she says, honestly, you can feel the smell. And it's so bad that they are not the owner of this property. They are not accepting offers from people that haven't visited the property, because she's like, you need to feel the smell. Quote, I'm not allowing sight unseen offers. When an agent called to let her know that she was sending over an offer from a Denver-based investor, said, I'm sorry, you'll have to come and smell it first.
Wow.
You have to come smell this house. And apparently they are all, there's multiple all-cash offers already on this property. It is, like I said, it's only listed for $590,000. But in the neighborhood, it's around homes that typically sell for $750,000 to $800,000. So you're getting a
good
deal.
Discount.
You just need to completely redo the interior and everything.
Man,
so
that's a bummer. I knew a girl who had a terrible ex-boyfriend, and in the middle of the night, like when she was gone, the ex-boyfriend broke into her apartment and literally like spray painted her entire apartment, took all of her video game consoles, shoved them in the toilet, took all of her makeup, destroyed her makeup, and it was bad. It was very bad, and this girl had
That's
to deal
terrible.
With it. It was
that terrible.
Like, I know. I don't know how people could go in. I guess I just am not a ball full of rage. And I mean, you have the Dear Redacted to get out, but imagine if you didn't
I'm
have Dear Redacted,
for an angry
right?
thing, but still, like, just there's a difference between, you know, just like that's too far. Like when you're just like that's terrible.
And I mean, it was like an old woman too that owned this place, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's awful. Why would you ever do that? I mean, if you got evicted, you probably got evicted for a reason. Especially if you had been living there for 10 years. Like obviously, nobody just evicts you out of the blue after living there for 10 years, unless you probably honestly deserved it. And if it was an issue, instead of spending all your money on spray paint and your time on destroying that house, you could have taken it to court and then actually gotten something out of it. But,
well, I mean, that's the problem. I don't know if you noticed, Emily, but the world is full of trash people.
It's
full of trash people.
It's upsetting. I'm upset. I'm mad. Why would I'm mad? Dear redacted.
Yeah.
Why would you trash an old lady's rental property?
I mean, luckily, like I said, there's already multiple cash offers. The owner of the home is just trying to get, because she's facing foreclosure. She's about to lose the property once all the foreclosure things happen. So she's just hoping to recoup all
she'll
of her costs
fine.
And everything. And,
she'll be fine. Because, there's like a young, hip white couple that is like really into all of the HGTV shows. Mm-hmm. So this is their dream. Walk into that and this is their dream.
You know what we need? Chip and Joanna Gaines. Stop making babies and go fix this lady's house.
Yeah.
Do a nice thing. Get the property brothers out there. Get Bob Vila if he's still fixing homes. Somebody go help this lady in Colorado. At least drive her to the dispensary. One of the two.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
All right, stay tuned. Coming up in a second, we're going to have either your chance to win Cypress Hill tickets playing a round of the Google game, or we'll talk to Dennis De La Pena about sports stuff. So stay tuned.
It's
find
a surprise.
Out. A super tease. We don't even know.
We That's don't next. Know.
You done? You done? 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Jason
is out, but Nick and Emily are in, holding down the fort. Dennis De La Pena knows that Jason's out because he's not calling in. But we're going to go on and do some sports anyway.
More of a comment than a question.
Morning X Sports.
More of a butt slam than a diss on Dennis De La Pena's. I don't know what happened there.
Whoa, you got butt slammed.
I have his cell phone number, but it's from like a decade ago.
You should just call it, see who answers, and then ask them sports questions.
That gives me too much anxiety. I don't like talking to people on the phone anyway.
Okay.
But we're going to press on because there is legitimate big sporting news here in the city of Austin, Texas. Tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow is the first home game.
Friday.
For the Austin.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
Sorry.
For the Austin FC. Today is Friday.
Yep.
The game is tomorrow. Hopefully it's tomorrow because that's when I'm hosting our watch party, unless Jason makes a miraculous recovery. But I did see this thing on the Austin Chronicle. I wish I could tell you all kinds of the Austin FC knowledge, but I mean, I will tell you this. The city seems to be embracing it. I don't know if you guys have seen people out there wearing the verde and black.
Yeah, I have. It's really adorable.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I've seen several people wearing the jerseys just from walk around my neighborhood and at various stores and things. There's a whole section of it at Academy Sports and Outdoor, which people were like, I remember when they first started playing a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about, that's when they started the season. But there are people like legitimately buying these things. I heard two people in the kitchen this morning here at the station just talking about it and how they're already dreading the traffic, which, okay, that's fine. But that's
just stay away.
That's the price you pay.
If you know about it, if you're a local and you know that it's going to happen, just avoid it.
Treat it like South by Southwest and ACL.
Yeah, treat it like every other event that happens in Austin. Just go on Mopac.
Well, it's supposed to be. Well, here's the deal. Don't drive there. Take the light rail or something or scooters. I don't
Uber.
Know how all that works. But I mean, that's right. It's right there on the Cap Metro rail lines, right? So surely you can just jump on that thing.
Yeah.
But I did see, I guess we're still working on the nickname for the team. This was from the Austin Chronicle. They just had a quick little poll about these various nicknames. They had 8 selections. Half of them were from the colors and half were from the club crest, I guess. I don't know. Soccer things. I apologize. This is why we needed Dennis.
The tree?
But, yeah, because so the first selection was the verde and black, Los Verde Negros, this is why my problem, this is why I wanted to avoid all that. Los
Negro.
Verde Negros.
Negro.
Negros. Jesus, you should have dumped that. That's fine. And then the Fighting Verde. So obviously you know which one of those I'm avoiding because that's just awkward. Verde and black, I like, even though you're mixing a mix of English and Spanish.
Yeah, that I think that's a little strange, but I guess it makes sense.
I think it's
we're
appropriate.
In Austin.
Say what you will about Austin. We're more multicultural than most people. Or at least that's
what they like to tell us.
So hopefully we can make that a reality. Then they also had, just moving on, move on from this awkwardness. They moved on to the fun tree things. The Oaks is a good one. El Tree, which
no, I don't like that one.
Well, see, okay, here it's an homage to El Tree, which is the affectionate nickname of the Mexican national team. because they're the tricolors. Again, I shouldn't have done this. I should have talked about Peyton Manning wanting to be an announcer and how much that's...
No, you're pushing through. Keep going. Keep
the
going.
The Roots. The Roots was another one, which I kind of like
The Roots.
I kind of like that. And then Los Arboles. Again, apologies for my accent. I don't know. I took Japanese.
I don't know why they can't mix the two. Like the Roots and like Verde. Like Verde mm-hmm. Roots.
The Green Roots.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Roots. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to settle on. I don't mind the fact that just it's the Austin FC. I think
FC sounds really sporty.
Because they did this with the Washington football team. Because they had to get rid of their racist nickname in the NFL, and everybody was like, well, that's stupid. Football team. I was like, no, I love that. And I know that that's everything in soccer is a FC or a club or this or mm-hmm. that. There's lots of repetition there, but I don't know. I'm not a big soccer guy, so just calling Austin FC, I think it's cool. But I can buy the Roots. Or, check this out.
Okay.
The Groots.
Why? Just Groot?
Because I'm just a nerd. And I like nerd things. Yeah, just Groots.
You can, like Green Roots. See, that, we should combine. I want Green Roots. You want Groot. Green Roots and Groot are just the combination of Green Roots and
you right. are a huge yeah. nerd.
We did it. We talked soccer and didn't get canceled, hopefully. I tell you what, we had the tease. I didn't have time to do the game, so we're going to do Cypress Hill tickets, other side of the commercial break, so stay tuned. We have a chance to win Cypress Hill tickets. That's coming up next. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Our man Jason is out sick, unfortunately, still again. Hopefully we'll be back next week. In the meantime, we press on without him playing a round of the Google game.
Google game, you auto-complete me, yeah. Google game, you auto-complete me, yeah.
Please show me your search results.
And just because it's Friday and it's basically a substitute teacher day.
Give me some of that Google daddy.
There's no rules.
Ooh, yeah. I like that one too.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Google game for Cypress Hill tickets. They're going to be Whitewater Amphitheater August the 8th. And this is how this works. You go to Google, you type in whatever you're looking for. They tell you what your top search results are. And we're going to try to guess the number one result. There's points for if you get 1 point, if you get the number one answer. Quarter point if you're in the top five. I tasked our new intern, Brooke, with making a game. And if this goes terribly, it's her fault and she's fired.
Nope.
If it goes successfully, I'm awesome and the man. There, am I channeling enough Jason Dick for you guys?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I hope Brooke put it in my favor. I think she likes me better, Nick. Well, she's going to put it in my favor. Come on.
I mean, she is a notable young person
exactly.
like you as well.
We have the same mindset.
I literally was going to say, if I can get this in before I have to play the legal ID at the top of the hour, we are awesome, but we are not heading that direction. Let's see. We've got Alfred called in. He has picked Team Emily to play on his behalf. I am playing for Naomi. Whoever wins is going to get Cypress Hill tickets. And let's go with the first one. Brooke, what is the first thing?
All right. The first one is Paul.
Paul.
Paul?
Paul. I see what you're trying to make me do. Trying to trick an old man. But I got it. Wait, no, I don't got it. I don't got it.
I think I might got it. We might got the same thing, though.
I'm confused what to do. Paul.
I feel like there's a lot of Pauls, like famous Pauls.
That's true. I just...
All right, this is dumb.
Pick the first one that came to my mind.
You ready, Emily?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, this is super easy, Paul Logan, but that's not his name. Logan Paul.
Almost,
so
almost.
That's really good. But I'm going to say people are searching for Paul Brothers.
Oh, come on.
Paul Brothers.
Come on. I'm more confident in my answer. Paul Rudd.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Emily right. got it.
Yeah.
Paul Number Rudd. One answer, Paul Rudd?
Number one was Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Of course it was. Yeah. What other Paul do you care about? I don't care about anybody
Paul
else.
Paul Bunyan, Paul McCartney, Paul Allen, the dead Microsoft guy that used to own the trailblazer. Okay, fine.
Yeah, Number Paul two. Rudd. Come
Number
on.
Number two. This game is stupid.
All right. The second one is...
Well, here, sorry. Actually, was any... What was the top, the rest of them for Paul?
The top one was Paul Rudd, then it was Paul George, then Paul McCartney, then Paul Walker, and then Paul Bettany.
Walker.
Paul, yeah.
Okay. All good Pauls. Okay, number two, though.
The second one is cheese.
Cheese. This is definitely slanted in Emily's... favor.
What are you talking? It's cheese.
Like the first,
are you saying
the first
that cheese didn't exist when I was around?
You're kinfolk are from Wisconsin. You got cheese in your blood. You know that. Oh, you made us eat cheese plates with gross curd cheese.
You loved it. You asked for more after the air.
Cheese. Cheese space or no space, Brooke?
Cheese space.
Oh, okay. There goes Cheesecake Factory. Right. Okay, cheese.
I think you're overthinking this.
I definitely am. Cheese. Okay, I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Good, because I just ran out of music. No, I'm rattled. Cheese plate. Cheese plate.
All right.
Emily?
Cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
Come on, Nick.
Of course we would do a cheese pizza.
Wait,
but
what?
If you...
Yeah, neither of those were on it.
Like, okay, here, hold on one second. I'll get you. I'm doing a thing. I'm doing a thing, Brooke.
Sorry.
Of course we ordered you a cheese plate, cheese pizza, but if you want any, somebody's going to have to throw it all up because we ate it. It's gone now. Home alone. I'm a genius. Yes. All right, what's the number one answer there?
All right, that was great,
cheese
Nick.
Curd.
Oh, you even said it.
All right, anything in the top? What's the top five?
Second one is cheese enchilada recipe.
Okay.
Then cheese mites.
Okay.
What
or some sort
that?
Of cracker or something. Yeah.
Cheese cloth.
Okay.
Then cheese board.
Mm. Oh, see, plate and board. That was close.
It's a moral victory for me.
Oh.
Not a moral victory for me is having to do this.
You grab the napkins. We've got the music. 90 minutes of nonstop alternative for the midday. Starts at 11:45 with Lawless on KROX FM Buda. 101X.
All right.
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
Number three, Brooke. Number three, go.
All right, this one is a question.
Yes.
It is, how do I make?
Oh, no.
How do I make? Remind everybody, Emily's got a point. I need the number one answer to tie. I should be able to do this easily. How do I make?
How do I make? Gosh. I don't know how to make a lot of things.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in. I've got both a comedy answer and my real one. Emily, let me.
Oh, wait. Mine was going to be a comedy answer.
That's fine. I need you to do a comedy answer. Don't go with the number one answer. I need you to not get any points in this.
All right. Now I got to do the real answer, too.
No, you pick one answer, whether it's comedy or real. 8 seconds. Lock it in.
Okay.
Final answer.
Okay. It's there.
Okay. What is it? Here, let me do mine. I said comedy answer was how do I make babies? But my real answer is, how do I make bread?
Oh.
How do I make bread? Emily, what do you got?
Yours is better. My comedy answer is, how do I make my dad love me? But my real answer was, how do I make a Facebook account? Father
of mine. How to make a Facebook account?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't think we got either of them.
Brooke, what do we got?
Emily, you were close.
Really?
The number one answer is, how do I make my Facebook private?
Oh!
You click private. You go into settings, right?
People are stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a boomer thing.
Yeah.
In the top five, though,
then,
is...
how do I make a post shareable on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make buttermilk?
With a butter cow.
Yeah.
Duh.
How do I make an NFT? And how do I make hummingbird food?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, let me do this.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.